Jojo, to keep your afternoon going, this one is called Man on GB Sato's Frequency. The Shakedown's on your radio.
Alrighty, so it's time for us to get lawyered up here on The Shakedown. So today we're talking about e-signatures and virtual signatures, right? Because of the lockdown, we're kind of restricted in our movement. So, you know, some things need to happen virtually. You know, we have virtual parties, virtual groove. Now we have virtual, you know, signatures that we need to make on important documents like lease agreements, bank documents, whatever the case might be. So we're going to be chatting to Nabila Idris. She is on the line at the moment. She is an associate at Cliff Decker and Hofmeyr in real estate department. And she's going to fill us in a bit more about this new conversation, this new normal called, you know, signing your documents via e-signature and via virtual signature as well. And Nabila's on the line. Hi, Nabila.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm great, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you discussing this topic of e-signatures in the context of property documents, just South African law in general.
Thank you so much for joining us as well. We really do appreciate it because we do need some clarity on a system that it seems is going to be quite normal for us in the near future. So let's start off here, right? When it comes to, you know, e-signatures and virtual signatures as well, it's important for, and this is what we're going to find out from you, for these documents that we're signing virtually to kind of also hold some weight and to make sure that they are legal, right? But in particular, let's start off here. There is a law that covers e-signatures and virtual signatures as well. What is that law and what does it state?
So you are quite correct. There is a law. So the use of e-signatures is something that's relatively established under our law. Our law catered for this before the onset of the pandemic in line with global digitization and the change in the manner in which we conduct business. So in 2002, the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, or ECTA, gave legal recognition to transactions conducted electronically. So this act defines terms such as electronic messages and electronic signatures. An electronic signature is a broad term. It refers to the signature of a person which is inserted or generated electronically. And it can take the form of either inserting a PDF of handwritten signature onto a document or maybe signing via a web-based e-signing platform. And you know, if you use the second option, which is known as an advanced electronic signature. Furthermore, in about 2015, there was a landmark case known as the Spring Forest case that our courts were tasked with interpreting the act, and they tackle the question of whether or not a person's email signature, which is at the foot of an email, was sufficient to satisfy the requirements in the agreement between the parties, which stated that the terms of the agreement could only be varied or cancelled by way of a written document, which is signed by the parties. And so the agreement between the parties was actually cancelled via an email exchange, and the validity of that cancellation was brought into question. So what the court found was that the name of the parties at the foot of the email served as a signature, the data was logically associated with the body of the email, it identified the parties and satisfied the requirements of the act, and the signature authenticated the info in the emails. So ECTA and case law is the authority in South Africa on e-signatures.
Okay. But now, not all documents can be signed virtually under the act, right? Can you give us some examples of the transactions that are not recognized under the act?
Yes, that's quite correct. So it is important to understand the scope of the act. There are certain transactions that are expressly excluded from the application of the act. So what this would be is a sale of immovable property agreement. So we have another act in our law, which is known as the Alienation of Land Act. And now this act states that no sale of immovable property will be of any force or effect unless it is contained in a deed of alienation signed by the parties, which basically just means that if you're selling your house or you're entering into a sale of a property agreement, it must be reduced to writing and physically signed. signed. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we have what is known as a long-term lease in our law. Now, that is a lease which runs for a period exceeding 20 years or in excess of 20 years. And that kind of lease normally requires registration in the deeds registry. Now, that type of a lease is also excluded. And lastly, a bill of exchange. Now, a bill of exchange could be a check or a promissory note and a will. Now, those type of documents fall outside of the ambit of the Act. Mm-hmm. And if you're dealing with those type of documents, it's very important to understand that electronic signatures are just not going to cut it.
Yeah, you would have to sign those in person.
Quite correct.
Yeah. All right. So what does this mean for me, Nabila? If I'm, you know, need to sign a lease agreement, if I'm moving apartments, or I want to cancel my current lease agreement, what does this mean for me exactly?
So if we're talking specifically about lease agreements, then if you have a short-term lease agreement, which is most likely, it's most likely that the lease for your apartment, you did not sign it for longer than 20. So in that case, it will be possible to sign your cancellation agreement or your addendum by a process which is known as virtual signing. Now, what virtual signing is where, say, you and your landlord prepare a cancellation agreement to your lease agreement, to your original lease agreement, then you can now each print out a copy of that addendum and sign it using wet ink. So physically, you'll print off the document, you'll initial and sign each page of that document. You'll scan it and send it back to your... You physically sign it, scan it, and both of you will email your scanned document to your attorney. And your attorney will then collate those signed pages. And in addition to that, what you would do is you would send the documents that you had signed and your landlord would sign... would send the original pages of the document he had signed to the attorney, and the attorney would collate an original. So you'd have an electronic version and an original, and that is known as virtual signing. That would be accepted for short-term lease agreements and for your property agreements as well.
Okay. All right, I didn't know that's what virtual signing was meant, because we've done this for like quite some time where you would scan the document, sign them, and then scan them back and email them back. But, you know, we learn something new every day, and that's why you are here for us, Nabila. So we've got a couple more questions to ask you. We're going to call you back in just a couple of moments so we can ask you the rest of the questions and also just get a recap of, you know, the information that you've given us today, right?
All right, fabulous. I'll speak to you guys in a few minutes.
Alrighty. Well, there you have it. This is the way in which the world is moving now. E-signatures and virtual signatures are becoming a real thing.
And it's also just a plus that we've got Nabila on our